Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Samach Vav, and tonight we are learning Se'if Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yoshvei Oalim, this is page 458, well, tonight is page Reish Lamed Amad Aleph, but we are holding on Reish Chav Tesef Beis, page 458. Yoshvei Oalim Osukos, Omachna Shikivu Mechitza. If you have people that live in tents, or dwelling in tents, or huts, or there is an encampment that are surrounded by a Mechitza, you can't carry from one oil to the next, unless they make an eruv between them. They're considered independent homes. Aval shayara shekivu mechitza. But if there's a whole caravan of people that's surrounded by a mechitza, ain't shrichem larv. They don't need an eruv. Levisha kulamu ravin. They're all considered to be mixed together. They know some oilim kavum lahem. Whatever oil they happen to be in is not really their home. It's the whole caravan is traveling together, and it's a very temporary type of oil situation, just to have a little bit of privacy. Says the Rama, batim shabasvina. Houses on a boat require an eruv, even though there are walls around the boat. If there's no walls around the boat, also the taltal b'svina rak b'arba amos, and you're not allowed to carry more than four amos on the boat. I in the command of simshin pebe simtav hey siv zayin. So let's see the mishnah berurah. Siv katan hey yoshvei olim kugon shochnim in bar yosef chadome. Yoshvei olim means people who what do they call those people that live in tents in the desert? What? Nomads are right, or what do they call those of the people in Israel? The Bedouins, right? The Bedouins. Yeah. So okay. Omachna, makom chaniyah shalan shechayolos al pnei asada, a place where the soldiers camp by the field. Shekorn b'lishonenu lager. They call that a lager. Va'ain ber halacha. Sheikivu mechitza. Ratzalam or sheim mechitza gavah asar tefachem ukafes avvalim vasukos. There's a mechitza ten tefachem high that's around the whole area where all these homes are, where all these little huts are. Sein metaltu me'olal vodi me'olal chatzur. Da'inu losa shetach shu b'toch mechitza. You're not allowed to carry from one oil to the other, nor from the oil to the common area. Adshia arvu, unless you make an eruv. And the eruv is for the same reason that we said in Sif Aleph, which is that if we let people carry from one rishos hayachad to another rishos hayachad, they'll come to carry from rishos hayachad to rishos ram also. And these are considered separate properties. Aval shayara, but if it's a whole caravan, orchos hanashim, orchos derech midbar, people are traveling through the midbar together, shikifu mechitza, v'yesh l'metoch ha'ekav ha'olim, l'chalech b'fri'atzma, and each one pitches their own tent, l'fi shakula, so then you don't need an eruv, l'fi shakula, pirish tekimin shein olsum olim kavum lam l'dira. These are not tents that are set for permanent living. Rak derech harai, b'shosh omdim lofash ma'amidim olim. Just when they take a little break, when they stop, they put up these olim, lo mikri chaluk diros. That's not considered that they have separate diros. K'mo shakula muravim, b'yabayis echadami. It's as if they're all considered, they're all joined in one house. V'ayin b'bir alach, v'ayin b'ir agrosh, hevi b'shem v'harshim, shachol k'mal seh. There, Be'er Gras says that there are those that disagree. That the olim in a caravan do require an eruv. And in a camp of soldiers, it's part of an eruv. But a shayar is only when it's less than 10 people. But once it gets to more than 10 people, it becomes a machane, which is then part of from an eruv. Okay, so that's the opinion that disagrees with the mechaber. Batim v'chulei shesheyachem la'anashim yuchadim, houses that are on a boat that each belong to individual people. V'atam de lo garim yashvei olim shetzrichem eruv v'chaseros. This is no different than people in tents that require an eruv. Shavkana batim kavuim lahem, because on a boat also each of them has their home. L'kol meshach nesiyasam aliyam, for the entire duration of the cruise or whatever trip they're on. V'ayin magen avram v'al yirabah. The dafka kshiyeshba is a batma shayachem liyisraelim. Avol main besvina rak bayis echad. Shari nashim shochem besvina atzma. But if there's only when there are multiple homes that are owned by Jews on the boat. But if there's only one home on the boat and everyone else is just on the, you know, living on the deck in a sleeping bag or something, then ain't shrichem eruv klal, then you don't really need an eruv. Mutu lahotzi min abayis l'sfin, and you're allowed to carry out from the house to the boat. V'ayin b'ir alecha. Shrichem eruv, v'al yedei zeh yimutu l'tatal mibayis l'bayis l'mibatum l'sfina. If you have an eruv on the boat, then you're allowed to carry from one home on the boat to the other cabin on the boat, or from the cabins to the decks of the boat. U'b'lo eruv asr b'kalzeh, but without an eruv, you're not allowed to carry anywhere. Aval b'sfina atzma mutu l'tatal b'kula k'ma b'chatzer. However, with in the decks of the boat you can carry throughout the whole thing, as long as there are mechitzos around it. V'chein osim svinos she'inlem batim el shruim besvina, harehim kishruim b'chatar achash mutarim l'talta b'kula b'li yeruv. And if you have a boat that just has a deck, there is no... there are no structures or houses, so then you're allowed to carry in the whole area. It's all considered one big area. Sheyesh l'sfina mechitzos, but this is all provided that the boat has walls around it. Shel asar tvachim v'dino k'rushos yachid. It has to be 10 tafach high walls that make it rushos yachid. V'im v'chuli mechitzos, but we said that if the boat does not have mechitzos, then you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos. Shel asar tvachim, if the mechitzos are less than 10 tvachim, umodid in mikarkisa. How do you measure the 10 tvachim? Is it from the outside of the boat or from the inside of the boat? So we measure from the inside of the boat, from the karka on the inside of the boat. Even though the boat may be partially sunk in the water, so it may not be 10 tefachim above the surface of the water from the outside, but from the inside it measures 10 tefachim from where your feet are on the ground to the top of the wall. Also, the Taltal Besvina. So, if there's not a 10 tefach wall around the boat, you're not allowed to carry on the boat. Have your carmelis, because the boat is a carmelis. But if the boat is a carmelis, then it's no different than the ocean. So, you'd be allowed to take things from the ocean to the boat and from the boat to the ocean. Because you're allowed to carry things from one carmelis to the other. If you have a bunch of homes in the boat, but the boat itself doesn't have walls that are 10 tefachim high, you're not allowed to carry from the homes to the boat, to mir Rosh HaSiyachid, the Carmelis, come up, because you're taking from the houses on the boat, which are Rosh HaSiyachid, to the deck of the boat, which is not surrounded by walls and is a Carmelis. We quote more from the Magen Avraham. So what we learned tonight is that if you have a bunch of tents or sukkahs or a machna that's surrounded by a mechitza, you need an Eruv, but a Shayara does not need an Eruv. However, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Gra that flips Shayara and Machna in terms of whether it needs an Eruv or not. And then we said that when it comes to a boat that has multiple homes, so even though the Svina has mechitzos, you need an Eruv between the multiple homes. And if there are no mechitzos around the edge of the boat, then the boat has a din of a carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos within the boat, but you're allowed to carry from the ocean to the boat, or from the boat to the ocean. Tomorrow we will start Sif Gimel, not finish it, but tomorrow we will maybe finish it. We'll see. Tomorrow we'll at least start Sif Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.